Okay, so Thanksgiving. The huge surge in COVID-19 cases means large gatherings are out. You may know everything about your family, hence the word familiar, but if you haven't been quarantining with them for 2 weeks, you don't know the most important thing. Are they carrying the coronavirus? But resident chef Kathy Gunn says you can still make a festive meal. And Kathy, you've been hearing about how people are going to share this meal, even if they're not together. What are people doing?
Hi, Robin. All kinds of things. Some people I spoke to said, forget it. I'm canceling the holiday. I say no to that. Others tell me they're going to focus on a menu that has nothing to do with the traditional foods like turkey and stuffing. One friend's having lobster. Another one is making dumplings. I heard about another one is doing vegetable lasagna. And then there are these very creative ways to do it. Obviously, you can Zoom with loved ones, everyone at their own table in a different house. In a different city. And then some friends told me they have family that's nearby, but they don't feel safe having them over, which is exactly the right thing to do. So they're each dropping off a dish. So I make the mashed potatoes, I drop them at your house, you make the turkey, you drop it at someone else's house, you sit down to eat separately on Zoom, but you're all experiencing the same food. It's a stretch, but it might work. It might work.
Yeah, but you can still have the family recipes. But because people aren't doing these large gatherings, unless, you know, it's a home where everybody already lives together, apparently a lot of big turkeys are sitting on the shelves. I hope they go to food pantries. You say get a smaller one or use turkey parts. How would that work?
Exactly. So smaller birds apparently are in great demand right now, sort of 12 to 15 pounds. But I talked to a fellow food writer, excuse me, named Cynthia Graubart, who has written a book just about the pandemic and the holiday. And she offers a recipe for a skillet turkey thigh in sage mushroom gravy, where you slow cook the turkey thigh in a skillet. One thigh is huge, so it can serve two people. Or you can have two for four people. And honestly, you shouldn't have much of a larger crowd than that. And sage is such a perfect fall herb. Very simple, but really a delicious way to get a tender piece of turkey without dealing with the entire bird.
And we'll have all the recipes at herenow.org. But of course, if you're not doing the full bird, you know, you can't cook stuffing in it, but you can still do stuffing anywhere, stovetop bake. But you have a recipe for a bread pudding. It sounds incredible. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is ultimate comfort food. This is sort of my version of how do you do a stuffing if you're not making the whole bird this year. This is a kale, mushroom, caramelized onion, and sharp cheddar cheese savory bread pudding. You use all kinds of leftover bread. You dry it out in the oven for a little bit, and then you saute your favorite mushrooms. You can use kale, Swiss chard, a lot of sharp cheddar cheese. This is so luscious. And I really think that you have to focus on how do I make this holiday special if I can't follow the traditions that I'm used to. And having one special dish that will, you light a candle, you put out a good, beautiful plate. Maybe it's just you. Maybe it's you and one other person. But something that signals a new tradition starting.
Well, and how about, you know, gratitude that you're there, you know, and not,
there's,
you know,
that.
In the hospital. Right. How about that? And you say, you know, people are simplifying again just because of the time we're in. And you have a roasted winter squash recipe.
Yeah, this is so simple that it almost sounds deceptively simple. You take a winter squash like a butternut, you peel it, then you cut it into half moon shapes, you throw it in the oven with a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper, and then in the last 15 or 20 minutes of cooking, you put a little apple cider and maple syrup and ground ginger on it, and the syrup caramelizes. And it tastes like a very, very interesting, deeply flavored, deeply satisfying dish. Kids will love it because it's sweet. You know, I just wanted the meal to be simpler, and I want it to still ring with those flavors that we associate with this holiday. But maybe you don't need five different vegetables or four pies this year. We just have to scale it down in a way that makes sense.
So make less, maybe have, you know, cut in half the savory recipes. But what about the dessert?
Desserts are difficult. Most baked goods you can't just simply bake, cut in half. So normally, at least at my house, the Thanksgiving dessert table is a bit of an overkill. There's usually two pies. I'm going to make a cranberry cheesecake, but I would suggest just making one dessert. Definitely check out my recipe for cranberry sauce. Make a half portion. It's got orange and ginger and pineapple and pecans, because there are certain traditions that we don't want to let go of, and we don't need to. We just need to be smart and safe and make something delicious.
Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst. Kathy, best wishes to you for the holiday.
And to you, Robin. Be well. Mm-hmm.